Well, hello everyone. Class is back in session with episode 50 with Mark Howell from Howell Creative Concepts. Mark, how are you, my friend?
I am good, my friend. How are you doing? Good. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me back.
I know. We're having so much fun. I'm loving some of the new things that we're doing with this show. And today you and I are going to do the top 10 expressions you should never say to a resident. So we're playing off of David Letterman. Is that what it is? Late night show. And just want to provide a little bit of humor for everyone today, but as always, some good teaching points. So good things to think about you should never say to a resident. So number one, Mark, what do we got?
All right, I got to put on my glasses to see this. Okay. All right, so number one is to someone that is possibly handicapable. How did you end up in that wheelchair?
Yeah. So don't say that. And okay, so number two. So if you're a leasing consultant and you're saying something to the resident, how far along are you?
Oh, I hate that one.
Say, like, what are you talking about? How long am I? Nope. So be careful with that question. All right.
That's terrible. All right. Number three is, our policy says they don't give a crap about the policy. You know, it's kind of like when people are always saying, well, due to our policy or our policy states, you have to remember that saying that to someone that's already upset is never a good thing.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's like, you may have to use the word, but be sure to have a human explanation, not necessarily a corporate exclamation. All right. And number four on the top 10 things you should never say to a resident. Did you see that guy from apartment 134 get arrested last night? Yeah. Here's your sign. Don't say things like that. Don't do it. All right.
That's a great one. I love that. All right. So number five, your lease says that's not our fault.
So I was reading that one, and these are all that have been contributed, by the way. These aren't just things that Mark and I have come up with. These were contributed by the community of things that they have heard actually on site. And so just to kind of give everyone some context, and that one, when I was talking to the person who contributed it, that particular quote, I think that goes back to the our policy says one. Very, very similar. It's just like, we have the paperwork about what this should be and that should be and how this should be. And, I don't know about any of our audience, but I doubt anyone has actually taken the time to read every single fine line print in an apartment lease. I can't imagine someone would have...
They haven't. Yeah. I can pretty much guarantee you that.
Right. Okay. Number six. Ooh, this is like, I'm just wondering like how many different types of violations would be this question. If you say this to a resident, hey, are you single?
Ooh.
No.
Boy, that can be taken so many different wrong ways.
Absolutely.
Wow. Absolutely. All right. Number seven. I heard from Marcia in D5. That you've got a new boy toy. Resident gossip.
Yeah. And that's another one. I was like, our previous show, Mark and I, where we were talking about water cooler talk and so on. But this is interesting for me from that perspective, like how you want to be friendly and connect well with your residents. But I mean, this is really, really going probably to a whole other wrong level when you start getting into gossip about other residents and what's happening in their lives. And that could just lead to so many potential lawsuits and other things, right?
Yeah, even when you think I'm going to say this loosely, even when you think it's appropriate, like in a fun setting, and maybe you know this person, but you found out this information from Marcia in D5, I think you have to be very careful. We've always said in this industry that these residents are not our friends, right? They are our customers, and we have to be very, very careful about what type of conversations we allow ourselves to get in with them. So yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. This next one, number eight, And I will have to admit, if for those who were around back when we had the apartment chat on Twitter, I was the, and have always been that naive person. Apparently, everyone was talking about on this Twitter chat about Mary Jane, and Mary Jane was doing this and Mary Jane was doing that. And I'm on this Twitter, and I'm like, who are they talking about? How can they talk Mary about Jane? Like that? Like, that's not, doesn't sound very nice. And then of course, all of my wonderful industry friends had to explain to me what Mary Jane was. So anyway, coming to number eight, you know, this again is another one of those things that it, depending on what state you live in and what location, you got to be careful about how you talk about things like that. And so accusing someone or saying, what's that Mary Jane smell or something along that line, more than likely is not a good thing you should ever say to a resident. Right?
All right. Number nine on our list is, can you explain all that loud banging in your apartment? Your neighbors are complaining.
Yeah. Huh. What do you, that's another one of those ones that can go like in a million different directions with a resident, and how, if you ask a question along those lines, I think, right?
Sure.
Yeah. So be careful about how you word things. And then the last one, number 10, night, don't let the bed bugs bite.
Oh gosh. Woo, don't ever say that on property ever.
Yeah. Bed bugs is like, if there was to be a horror film that was dedicated to property management and that was it, it would be about some bed bugs that turn into like, you know, mutations and start taking over the furniture and people and all kinds of
eating us whole. Exactly. Yeah.
Just even the word. I don't know. Every time I hear that word, it's like instantly you just start feeling
a little itchy. Oh, I
gotta check the furniture and goodness. So anyway, we just thought we'd bring a little humor to a serious topic. Obviously, you know, there are some things you should never say to a resident, and maybe you can use this episode as a teaching tool for your team to talk about things that you've heard and share it amongst yourselves, things that you probably should never say to a resident, and understand the reason why. Right, Mark?
Absolutely. I think we all could spend a little more time spending time out in the office, just listening to what types of conversations we are having or our employees are having, so we can get in front of a lot of this. When you know, I've never been on a call like this, Jonathan, any type of conversation where we've talked about the top 10 things not to say, because there it could be like the top 100 things not to say, right? Like this list could go on and on. But I think until you really know what's being said, you won't know what your top 10 things are that you think your employees need to avoid. So start making notes, spend time out in the office and start listening to things that you might deem inappropriate. Make a little diary of those and host that in your next team meeting.
Absolutely. And since this is a podcast and we love our community and love your feedback, just tell us. We would love to hear what are the craziest things you've ever heard an employee say to a resident, or you know, anything along that line, and share it on our YouTube channel, share it on LinkedIn when Mark and I post this, or on our Instagram account. Make sure you're following us on YouTube and our IG account that's at Juvo Hub. So we would love to hear from you. You know, like Mark said, there's probably hundreds of expressions that we should never, ever say to a resident. So it'll be good teaching for all of us if you could contribute what you, you know, what you've heard. So, all right. Well, that was fun. Top 10 expressions never to say to a resident. And I'm sure we'll probably do this one again once we get some community feedback. So Mark Howell from Howell Creative Concepts, what's your website, my friend?
Yes, it's howellcreativeconcepts.com. Howell is spelled H-O-W-L. So kind of like Howell at the moon. And I can be reached at Mark at Howell, which is H-O-W-L creativeconcepts.com.
Yeah, very good. And Jonathan Saar from Market Me Social. This is Juvo Hub in episode 50. We have met our class objectives today to help you appreciate things you should never say to a resident. So, class dismissed. Take care, everyone.
Bye-bye.